Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am Bobby Dooley, along with my husband Steve, and all of the news here from Western Estates Homeowners Association. I am the Homeowners Association president. My husband Steve is the vice president and recording secretary. I'm the president as well as the treasurer. And from the delightful and beautiful world of Western Estates, we bid you a very fond good day. And I have to remember, Steve, to end the program with our new sign-off.
Well, it was going to be a goodbye, girlfriend.
Yeah, it was. It was going to be... by the way, the name of our podcast is the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I wanted to remind you of that. Yes, Steve, it was going to be goodbye, girlfriend, because I am a huge fan of Nancy Grace. I just think for a woman such as her, I think she has done an awful lot with what the good Lord has done to her, not to her, but did to her when she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a tragic... It wasn't so much tragic as I wish I had been there. I wish I would have said, girlfriend, you know something?
Yeah, Bobby, I think it would have been so great.
You know something, girlfriend? You know, you're doing a very... No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I wasn't there. And so to see her throwing that large... all of that around the dance floor, the way that she... had to. A lot of people said to me later, they said, well, Bobby, don't you think that she deserves points, you know, for doing it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, it is, and it isn't, because when you think back on Nancy Grace twirling about that dance floor with that very sexy, although very strangely, something about him that was off. It wasn't that he was gay. I think that the dancer she was with, if you remember him, he was almost asexual. It was almost as if he was, and I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
You're not talking about like he was almost like an elf or something that come from another world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know it sounds crazy, but he had a very non-human and yet fluid, and I think ultimately graceful, is that the word?
Graceful?
No, gracious. That.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, gracious. He had a very gracious form and very fluid and feminine, but also from a fairy book or something. I don't know how to describe it, but all the total effect was that he was very... unappealing, I thought. And then you put that together with Nancy Grace, who was doing a very... I have to think she was doing yeoman work. She really... You've got to give her points for throwing all of that... all of what she is carrying on her, throwing it around that dance floor, and you're seeing her body moving, but you're also seeing a lot of the flesh moving ahead.
Well, it's got the momentum of the fat...
Yeah, there's a momentum because the fat takes on its own life, I guess, Steve, you know?
Yeah, It really does. It really does. Yeah, I don't know a lot about fat because my wife isn't.
Well, thank you, honey. And I say that with great humility, but I just don't have that problem. When I dance, my form... moving through space, and I've been told this. I don't know if it's true. I suspect it is. I don't know, but I am a body in moving through space, you know. But Nancy Grace tossing all of that beef, not beef, but the.
She's throwing a lot of meat and she threw a lot of meat in there.
She threw a lot of meat into the ring, I think, when she was on Dancing with the Stars. And that's the point that I think we need to make about her. And that's why I love her and admire her. So when she says, goodbye, friend, or you know how she does that hillbilly?
Yeah, she does kind of in a hillbilly manner.
Yeah, and I go, God, that she's such a, really, almost a degenerate hillbilly, and look what she's been able to do with it. So I admire her greatly, and I'm also grateful. So today, let's talk about Halloween. Today is Halloween, and I know a lot of your young people will be out trick-and-treating. Here at Western Estates, we have very specific rules for our homeowners in terms of trick-or-treating. If you have children, and we really don't encourage the really young children to live here, not because you're not allowed to move in if you have young children, but there are limits here at Western Estates as to when they are allowed to be actually seen by other humans, by other people, I should say. Well, humans.
Well, those people are human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And so why am I asking for forgiveness? Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Okay.
Yeah, that's, oh boy, I love that one so very dearly.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It really gives you the freedom to explore and expand. But here at Western Estates, if you have young trick-or-treaters, we don't allow children to be witnessed by anyone that could be alarmed or jarred by that, because we do have very, very expensive homes here, very high-end, you know.
Yeah, really high-end.
Mm-hmm. And when you see a young child under the age, let's say, of 10, it's jarring. It's jarring, and it can cause a sort of a whiplash of your money—not money, but your money is whiplashed, isn't that right?
Well, your status.
There's a—it's not so much status, but you get a whiplash of your financial security when you look at a kid just wandering around here. So we do have specific rules, but trick-or-treating is allowed on a first-come, first-served basis. 30 children only. Any child that shows up after that is directed home by way of an area there where there is limited viewing of them. So in other words, if there's too many children, we send the children home along a route where no one will be able to see them from their windows and become...
Yeah, so they keep the jarring and the whiplash of the financial and status.
Yeah, to a minimum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So once the little ones are out and trick-or-treating, we know that one of the problems is a lot of your kids are big, and we have a problem with big kids here, just as you do. When you get a big kid, and as Jimmy the Greek so very inelegantly put it, and I don't blame, you know, CBS for firing him when they did, because he was a big lummox of an imbecile. And we love Jimmy the Greek, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, a lot of fun and everything.
No, we really love Jimmy the Greek, you know. But he was a big, dumb Greek lummox. And so he put things very inelegantly, and he said, well, when you put the big woman and the big man together, and I don't want to get into it because it's very, very racist. He said, you get what comes out is a big, pretty good-sized kid. Well, it's not too much different here at Western Estates. I said Western Estates, so could you make a mark to edit that out?
Hey.
Thank you. Gene Wiffner is with us. How you doing, Gene?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So when you get the big kid coming out of some of the couples that have lived here, and I've seen big ones. You remember Gene and Danny Cirilla, don't you?
Oh, yeah. She was pregnant for 9 months, which is the usual gestation period.
Yeah.
And then a big kid. They're just that... All of a sudden, there's a big one there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it jarred... I remember it jarred Olivia Renfro. She was one of our elderly people. She since passed on. May God rest her soul. But I think it was very jarring for Olivia to turn one day to wheel to her left and see that couple suddenly with the big, solid kid just...
Yeah, and there's no real beginning or just a big head and big feet.
But it's diapered. It's diapered, correct, Steve?
Yeah, there was a diaper.
Mm-hmm. So when you go trick-or-treating here at Western Estates and you come around and you ring a doorbell and you got the big, thick kids that we've got here, what we do is, especially if it's a girl... If you got a big, thick, fat, not fat, but overweight kid, and it's female, The Bobby Dooley post-Halloween get-together is for you and for your family. So what we do is I get the kids out here on the green in the common area, which is near our community pool, and it's also near our small Baja-style resort. And we have our little private island there, too, over near the community center. And I have the kids just go through their calisthenics, and we do yoga.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun the way Bobby does it. And just like when I went to man camp, you have...
I put on a sort of a pith helmet. Steve was telling me, because he was looking at some books, North Vietnam at one time was against us in a war. Well, you know, the Vietnam...
Yeah, Vietnam War.
Right. Well, the soldiers wore pith helmets of the North Vietnam. So I put on a pith helmet, and I look all, you, American. It's a lot of fun. And, well, one of the things they did is they would beat these poor American prisoners on the bottom of the feet. I would never, it's horrible. But I found it to be effective.
Yeah.
You know, with our young people. So, I think it was Jason Dundee and Tyler Kristoff were both acting up at our post-Halloween calisthenic camp. And we sort of tied them to a tree or something, and I beat them on the bottom of their feet. And yes, it hurts, but you never again consider giving an adult such as myself the lip that these two big, fat, thick, children,
yeah,
you know, decided that they'd give me. So to recap, if we have the problem every Halloween, and I anticipate we will tonight, of these big fat, I guess they're kids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're kids if they're under, you know, 18 or anything.
Yeah, when we get these ones, I lick my lips. I just oh yeah, meat, new meat. You know?
Yeah, Bobby's, she loves to keep the kids in shape.
Yeah, so when I see some big fat tub of a kid, and I feel so bad for the parent, and I feel bad for the kid too, don't get me wrong, but I feel also bad for the parents. And so I can't wait to sink my ice tongs, really. It's not, I imagine my fingers and my hands are ice tongs, you know?
Yeah, but if you stick it in there?
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know, and watch how you say stick it in, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we cut out, stick it in? Oh, okay. 2, 3, take two. And so I love to jam it up into...
Can't do that.
Take two. So I love to put this, to stick it over. Just never mind. I like to put the tongs on them as if they're big blobs. And I don't know. I think it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun to take a big fat tub of guts. Oh, well. All right. So that is our podcast for today. And I just want to remind everyone, tonight is Halloween. Please drive carefully. I know the kids are going to be out and about, and you certainly want to make sure that you are driving as carefully as you possibly can. You don't want to scare the little ones. But if you do see that big, thick, fat kid, and if it sounds like I've got, I don't like them. I do. I love them very much. But I love them, and yet I want to sweat the fat off of them, even if it
kills them?
Yeah, it almost is, even if it kills them, you know? But I'm not really serious about that, no.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast, Wardrobe by Clendenins. Fit denim, fit cotton, and rayon. Clendenins wraps it all around you.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast, executive producer Phil Hendry, for the Sideshow Network.
Goodbye, homegirl.
I like it. I think I'm going.
Don't say I like it. Goodbye, homegirl. Oh, you messed it up.